It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, so many of us have back pain for one reason or another. Physical therapy is always an option, but what can you do on your own? Well, swimming may be one of the best ways to get your exercise and ease your back pain. My guest is Dr. Kenneth Hansraj, and he's a spinal and orthopedic surgeon. So, Dr. Ken, tell us about swimming. Tell us about back pain first. You know, what are the major causes as you see it?
Thank you, Melanie, for having me. The major cause of back pain is that most people are not aware of what it means to have a back. So they have a spine and they don't know what it means. So the parts that you need to be aware of as a human being, as a person on the planet, is that you have nerve roots and you have facet joints and you have shock absorbers called discs. And they need to be moved, so you need nerve mobility and you need facet mobility and you need strong muscles about it. And that's in the core how to prevent back pain.
Okay, so you know, so many millions of people, it's one of the major reasons that people miss work. And I mean, it's just such a cause of disability in this country, Dr. Ken. So when we think of various things to keep our back strong, and you mentioned core, and obviously, you know, that's a huge thing these days, doing planking and, you know, work for your trunk and such. But what if you are somebody who is already suffering from stenosis, or you've got a bulging disc, or you've got something where surgery is really not the option? So what can swimming do to help ease that back pain?
Swimming is a really gentle start. Swimming is phenomenal in that when you get into the water, the water helps your body do lift and carry some of your body. The buoyancy of the water really helps. So it's easier to take that first step to start moving the facet joints, and it's easier to start moving your back, and it's easier to start walking and moving. And then it's when you make the first step, then it's easier to get to the second step.
Now, what, I mean, when I put people in the pool, Dr. Ken, I've got them doing, you know, leg raises and hip flexors, and I've got them walking, and I've got them, you know, doing various pool exercises. But based on swimming, breaststroke, backstroke, what do you like? What do you recommend as a way to begin? A breaststroke, but you're in sort of a flexed spinal position.
Okay, so if you have someone in pain, I would not get them to go full out swimming. I would get them to just do stretches, okay, when you're feeling better. And the nice thing about being in the pool is as you're stretching, you'll be able to do more. As the joints start to move, you'll be able to reclaim more joint motion, and you'll feel better. And now when you're feeling better, then you can do either the flexion-based exercise, which you would know as the crawl. Now, when you're doing what we call a flexion-based crawl, you're opening up the spinal canals, and so it's easier for you. So if you have stenosis or maybe a herniated disc, it would be easier to open up that canal when you're in flexion. And the more you do, the more you'll be able to do, and the better you'll feel. Similarly, the backstroke closes down the canal. It's an extension-based exercise. So it's probably harder for a patient that has stenosis or herniations. But people will defy logic. Some people really love doing the backstroke, even though they have stenosis, and they come out of the water feeling better.
Well, and you need to be careful if you're going to do the backstroke that you don't hyperextend, you know, and leaning back, because you want to keep your chest and your face out of the water, so they tend to, like, you know, lift that up. And so as a result, then, you know, you could be causing, as you say, more compression or that pain. But if you're a good swimmer, I suppose that any of these strokes would be good to do. Now, do you think that swimming helps to strengthen the core, or is there just not enough body weight to make that work?
Swimming is really excellent for the spine in itself. I know your exact question, does it build the muscles around the spine? I would have to say yes. I don't think it builds it as much as, for example, if you lifted weights or even a more practical application if you're doing lunges. But it certainly helps, and it certainly helps to tone and strengthen the core muscles, the inner core and the outer core muscles.
Well, so now you've written a book, Keys to an Amazing Life, Secrets of the Cervical Spine. So when we're talking about back pain, people tend to think low back, you know, and middle back or lumbar spine and such. But you wrote a book about the cervical spine up near the neck, which is the neck, but still part of that spine. So tell us what you, you know, and kind of put even swimming and physical therapy into that perspective of keeping a really good, healthy cervical spine.
Well, I wrote this book for humans everywhere, and it actually emerges tomorrow on Amazon.com. But I wrote this book for humans everywhere, and for people are suffering, and there's so much that they can do that they're not aware of. And the principles for the neck are the same as the principles for the back. So deep breathing helps, and deep breathing helps to move the nerves. Stretching helps to move the facet joints. And when you do, you're able to do more. So when you start stretching, it's easy to move into yoga because the facet joints are conditioned and they start to move and they can move. And when you move into yoga, then you're starting to strengthen the core muscles, the muscles right next to the spine, the innermost core muscles. All of these things, including how to sleep, how to walk, how to live your life, even your thoughts, how they impact the nerves, I describe them all in my new book.
Now, when we talk about the cervical spine versus thoracic in the middle there, just give me your quick opinion, even though this kind of goes off topic, on pillows.
Oh, pillows. Okay, so my favorite recommendation for pillows I treat like mattresses. I like two layers of pillows, a stronger, firmer foundation pillow and a softer pillow so that your face and your neck and your just rests into it beautifully, and it just feels good. And so I recommend keeping your neck even so it doesn't tilt downwards.
So it doesn't go into that kyphosis position, that full forward position that could cause pain, right?
Yes. Otherwise, also, when you're on your side, it doesn't tilt to the side. That's somewhat 90 degrees straight up.
Somewhat 90 degrees. Okay, so you want to be flat with a good supportive cervical spine. And when we're talking about swimming and water exercises for the neck, do you think that the crawl or the breaststroke help? Or can they actually hinder the neck because you're trying to keep your head up above the water if you're not someone that, you know, learns to breathe and keep your head down in the water?
I think that if someone is in pain, that they should start by stretching without doing the crawl or the breaststroke, either one. They should just use the water for its buoyancy and support and do the range of motion exercises and probably deep breathing. And then to start gently into the gentle motions of what's the proper word is cervical stabilization, which you move from gentle strengthening to full-on strengthening in the water.
So basically, I think that stabilization is really a good word for the entire spine, Dr. Ken, and learning in the water, learning to use those stabilizers so that your back stays as strong as it is. In the last 20 seconds, best advice for keeping a good, strong spine and using swimming to help you do that.
Develop a regular routine. You cannot really be strong or conditioned in one day a week.
Okay, so you have to develop your regular routine in his book, Keys to an Amazing Life, Secrets of the Cervical Spine. You can get it at Amazon starting off tomorrow. And, you know, you can always like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD, because that's what it's all about. We are teaching you the secrets, which are not such secrets, but sometimes they seem like it, to a really good, healthy lifestyle. And that is what it's all about. Remember, at Radio MD, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go. Scroll around and learn something with us. Share these shows with your friend. And of course, this is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. We can all stay well.